Hey folks, Hyrulean here. Welcome back to another episode of Bonus Points. Recently, both kind of by force and by choice, I had to upgrade my beloved gaming PC. And it really got me thinking about all of the past PCs I've owned and the journey that this PC has gone through, because there is only one part in my PC today that has been there since the very beginning. And it just kind of got me feeling nostalgic and thinking about all of the PC builds in my past and kind of all the computers in my past in general. So I thought today it'd be fun to turn on the mic and just kind of ramble about my past PCs and share some of my experiences and kind of document my time with all my computers, you know? Just a little bonus points where I kind of ramble about PC hardware. So if that sounds interesting to you, then I hope you'll stick around. So without further ado, folks, let's talk about my experience with computers. So the first computer I ever owned was actually not until I was in middle school. Every other computer before that was one that I was using that actually belonged to somebody else. My first computer that was truly mine was a laptop given to me by my mom's ex-husband. Shout out, by the way. Not actually, just so we're clear. But basically, it was some sort of cheap Dell laptop from the early 2000s, definitely before 2010. I want to say it was like 2006 to 2008, somewhere in there. And it was basically a massive square Dell laptop. And it was a laptop. Basically, this laptop was given to me. I'm putting that in quotes because basically I was just told I could keep it in my room and I was allowed to use it whenever I wanted. But if he wanted it back, he would take it back. That was the stipulation. But I was fine with that. I had a fucking laptop. And you know what? I ran that laptop to the edge of its capabilities. I was running Minecraft on that fucking laptop, literally. I kid you not. I was running Minecraft on this old-ass Dell, and basically what I had to do to make it even barely playable was I had to play only on super flat worlds, and basically that limited me to only playing in creative at the time. And if I wanted to play survival or on servers with my friends, I was forced to go visit my grandparents and kind of do it all on their old Windows Vista tower that they had that could also barely run Minecraft. But we're talking about my computers today. That's a story for another day. This laptop. I ran so much shit on this laptop. Minecraft creative mode on a super flat was one of them. And just to kind of continue that a little bit further, I did even manage to get to fuck around with mods on there. I was running Tekkit at my grandparents' house with some problems, but less problems than this laptop. This laptop, I was just downloading a few mods here and there, but I had a blast. And I'll never forget the super flat world where I was just building buildings like a bank and like different shops and a disco parlor and all that kind of stuff. And then I was just kind of fucking around with mods. Like I'd used the secret rooms mod to make like a hidden bank vault and stuff like that. It was a blast. I love that laptop. It worked. It was my computer, asterisk, and it worked. And other than Minecraft, Sims 1 was king on that laptop. It ran very, very well. And also emulators. And that laptop was the reason why I ended up selling a bunch of my old retro shit, because that laptop ran pretty much every Game Boy and Game Boy Advance game that I wanted it to at a far better fidelity and size than my Game Boys. So I was just thinking to myself, why would I even want this shit? And I sold all of it, and I regret it to this day. Other than that, I did tinker around with Linux on this laptop for a little bit. I tried downloading Puppy Linux and Linux Slitaz on this laptop to try and get it to have some extra frames. I could not figure out how to get past the live CD on either of those Linux distributions, so I never actually ended up using it. The Linux Slitaz, actually, I burned it onto a CD at my grandparents' house and brought it home to try using it, and it did not work. So that was something. I definitely found it by searching, like, how to make laptop faster, too. So that should be pretty telling. I also did some N64 emulation on there, and that is kind of how I experienced N64 games as a kid. So there's that. If I recall correctly, what ended up happening to that laptop is the charger got so frayed that basically it wasn't usable anymore and the battery was toast. So it had to be plugged in order to be used, and I used it so much the charger became so frayed that it just stopped working one day, and so the laptop had to be retired. There's probably a hard drive full of my old Minecraft worlds and shit out there somewhere in a landfill, and I would love to have it back someday, but I probably never will. My second computer that was mine was a Dell Dimension, and it was a tower that was basically the same speed as the laptop that I was using at the time, and I just got it from like a neighbor or something like that who was throwing it out, and they put it on the curb and I asked them if I could have it, and they said sure. And that could not run Minecraft. I don't know what it was. Maybe Minecraft updated and dropped support for Windows XP, but that computer could not run Minecraft. So instead, I was just emulating games left and right, playing Sims 1, and I think even possibly playing some of those old pixelated horror games that I love so much, like Crooked Man and Misao. But it wasn't until I saved up about $300 that I got my actual first PC purchased by myself, and that was an HP Compact 4000, I believe, and it was garbage. I got completely fucking ripped off with that computer because it barely worked. It was my first Windows 7 PC, and it couldn't run Minecraft either. Something about the amount of RAM or the processor or something like that did not let it run Minecraft, so I was unable to play the game at all at my house. And basically that computer was just used for more emulation across Game Boy, Game Boy Advance, Super Famicom, N64, more pixelated horror games like Mad Father, you know, Sandman, that kind of thing, and other stuff. I think even Sims 2 might have been able to run on that computer, but don't quote me on that. And that computer was actually the one that I started using when I started making YouTube videos. So if you look back on my oldest YouTube videos ever, I was playing Minecraft and it was recorded at my grandparents' house. And then I would do like Super Mario World and different pixelated horror games. And all of those were on that old HP Compaq. And I was editing videos in fucking Windows Movie Maker. No joke. Yes, I know it's cliche, but that's what I was doing. So, after that, basically that was all I had for a while. I got a school laptop. That was a 2011 MacBook Air. Long story. Check out the Minecraft episode if you want to hear more about that. Basically, that MacBook Air was able to run Minecraft very, very, very well. So that was one of my bigger Minecraft phases when that was a thing. But other than that, I did pick up another laptop at that point that I put Linux Mint on. And basically it was dual booting Windows XP or 7, I can't remember which one it was, and Linux Mint. And on Mint, I was just kind of running emulators like my other computers. And on Windows, I was running GTA San Andreas. I had San Andreas. It was the second version, the one without all of the sex stuff hidden in the code. And basically, it was left in the disk drive on accident by a friend who gave it to me. And that's the only reason I had it. Did I ever tell them that I had it? I don't recall. I might not have. I might be a horrible friend. They're not listening to this, though. We're not friends anymore, so it's fine. But that was my second laptop. That laptop worked a lot better, and it actually eventually went on to host my first Plex server and even a Minecraft server for me back in the day. So, needless to say, this laptop wasn't the fastest, but it was a little bit of a beast. And it was able to run Minecraft, actually. It was my first own computer that was able to run Minecraft at least 30 FPS. So I was really, really happy with it overall, and it was a pretty great first true computer for me. I got a lot of mileage out of it. Sorry I stole your copy of GTA San Andreas, random friend. I don't know who you are. I did buy a copy of San Andreas for PC later on. I think two, actually. I have a disc and I have the Steam version, so I got my retribution, okay? I got my retribution. It's all done now, okay? It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. No karma, please. No bad karma, please. But that leads us to the most exciting part of all. In January of 2017, when I said, enough's enough, I've got a job, fuck it. It's a long story, but basically I got a job because I spilled soda on my school laptop and it was going to cost $100 to pay the deposit. And my parents taught me an actually good lesson and made me get a job. But after a while, I had worked long enough that I had a bit of a savings account going, and I decided I am done fucking around with these old hand-me-down desktop computers and old shitty laptops. I'm gonna build a gaming PC. And so I set out with $600 and a plethora of Linus Tech Tips videos, and I started formulating my plan for my first PC. And basically, I decided to call the PC the Balrog, after the mythical monster from the Lord of the Rings trilogy, or the Tolkien universe, if you will. And basically, the parts list was fairly simple, fairly cheap, fairly affordable. It was an i3-6100, 8 gigabytes of DDR4 2400 RAM, and the graphics card was a 1050 Ti. Funny story about the graphics card. It was actually supposed to be an RX 270, if I recall correctly. I was going to have an AMD graphics card. And my mother's ex-husband, the same one that gave me the laptop, helped me basically find on Craigslist a graphics card. And he convinced me that was the way to go. He found an ad for a graphics card on Craigslist. And he took my money from work, and he went and got it. And the guy was sketchy as hell, and he took it anyway. And we got it home, and it did not fucking work. Surprise, surprise, the shady guy off Craigslist selling the graphics card like $300 below MSRP was not legit. And the graphics card flat out does not work, despite being the actual card that it was supposed to be. And it basically just sat there, and I decided, fuck it, and I bought a 1050 Ti on the spot because I was not waiting to try another fucking Craigslist ad. I bought it the moment I found out it didn't work, and I did not regret it a bit. I kid you not, that graphics card did not work the night that I tried it out, and within the next 3 days, I had a 1050 Ti from MSI on my porch, waiting to be slotted into my computer. And I remember going super stealthy mode with it, because my budget for that computer was supposed to be $500. And to be fair, it was already almost $600. But after that graphics card took a shit, I actually just dropped like $150, maybe $250, I don't quite remember, on that 1050 Ti. And my mom was already kind of up my ass about spending that much money on something. And I just totally went behind her back and blew that money and got a graphics card. And it arrived, and I put it in my computer, and she never even saw the box hit the porch. She was at work, and I got home from school before she got home from work. I got it off the porch, brought it up to my room, slotted it in, burned the fucking box. Never knew it happened. Sorry, Mom. But needless to say, I had a gaming PC, and it was a very modest one, but it was by far the nicest computer I'd ever owned. And at the time that I built it, it only had a hard drive still. It did not even have an SSD, but it was blazing fast compared to everything that I'd ever used. I was playing Overwatch. I was playing Duck Game. I started actually using my Steam account because I had plans to get a gaming PC for so many years before I built it that I had been buying games that I couldn't even play for years. I had been saving money and buying games on Steam sale before I even had a PC for multiple years before I got one. And when I finished my build, I finally had the money, or I finally had the system to run all these games that I wasted my grandparents' money on whenever I go visit them. So I was stoked, and it was great. And it played pretty much every game I wanted to play. It was funny because my mom's ex-husband, shout out to him again, was trying to run Assassin's Creed Brotherhood on his laptop. And he left it running while he was at work. Like, he left the game on and paused, and it fried his fucking laptop. And the game already, like, glitched and had, like, graphical problems because the graphics card in that shitty laptop was not good enough to run the game. But he literally fried his laptop with it, and it would only run at, like, 15 FPS anyway and have serious graphical artifacts. So, and he fried the fuck out of his laptop with it. And I made him feel so jealous when I put that Assassin's Creed Brotherhood disc into my gaming PC and it ran at like 40 FPS. He was fucking so jealous. He's like, whoa, are you gonna let me in to play it? And I was like, nope, I spent my own money on this. Fuck you. And he never got to get on my computer. And that was one of the proudest moments of my entire life. It was a PC that I spent my own money on, and it was genuinely mine. And it could run Minecraft well. It was insane. The thing that sucked was I still didn't have internet because my family was one of those families where I was not allowed on the Wi-Fi. And I can thank my mom's ex-husband for that yet again. I had a gaming PC. I did not have Wi-Fi on it. And you know how I ended up getting Wi-Fi on it in order to play like Overwatch and other games like that? I would either steal the Wi-Fi from my neighbors, or I would use a Wi-Fi hotspot on my phone. That is how I used Wi-Fi for years, because my mom's fucking bitch-ass ex-husband would not let me on the Wi-Fi. But it got me by. I played Minecraft online with my friends over fucking hotspot Wi-Fi. That's dedication for you. Kids these days, they've got it so easy. Their freaking parents move the router around the house for them so they can be LAN in. I had Wi-Fi hotspot for my online gaming, so suck my dick. This is kind of an old man, like, shouting at clouds kind of thing, but seriously, though, like, you had it easy if your family let you use the Wi-Fi when you were a kid, because I suffered so much. I would download YouTube videos to a flash drive at the library, take them home, plug the flash drive into my computer, and watch them on my computer like that. Downloaded. That's seriously like what I did. I had a YouTube app on my phone that would download the videos for me so I could watch them on my phone in bed too. And I would download like 6 videos a day at the library, and I would take my phone back to the house and I would watch those 6 videos before bed on my phone downloaded. I was seriously so dedicated. I would do the same thing for like anime episodes and Rick and Morty episodes, which I got in trouble for with the ISP actually, because I didn't use a VPN and I was downloading from the website, if you know what I'm talking about. But that we're getting off track. That PC was a godsend either way. And on my birthday, I was allowed to use the router, and I got to wire in, and I got to play Overwatch, and it was stellar. And after that, I got smart, and I turned on the 5 gigahertz band with my own password. That was my little cheat. I actually set up the 5 gigahertz band because he had disabled it because he thought it was making his Wi-Fi slow. So I went into the router when I was wired in, and I turned it back on, and I called it something else. Like, I called it, like, the neighbor's last name or something to make them think it was the neighbor's Wi-Fi. And I gave it my own password, and that is what I connected my PC to, and I was always very careful only to use it, like, at night when people were asleep and they wouldn't notice. Or, like, you know, like, when my family was gone and shit like that. And that's how I got by for like my senior year of high school. I finally was able to be on the internet sometimes. And I streamed. I fucking streamed the summer after my senior year of high school when my family was gone. So I could use the Wi-Fi without them knowing I was using the Wi-Fi at the house. That's how dedicated I was. But that PC, it did it all. It did streaming for me, and I even streamed a bunch of shit. All my classic content where I streamed, all done on that PC. It was seriously the best. And it was a low-end gaming PC. It was low-end. And literally, like, 3 years that I used it, it went down, and all the parts were worth like $300, and that was it. And that PC was the GOAT. And now only one part from that PC remains in my current PC, and that's the power supply. And that's why I was getting so nostalgic. But the truth is, I probably need to replace my power supply because it's making buzzing noises. So I just wanted to reminisce about that original gaming PC for a little bit. Now, next we're going to talk about my first upgrade to that gaming PC, and then now my new PC, which is basically all of the parts from my old PC that were still useful, aka now just the power supply, but it was some other parts as well, crammed into a new case. So let's get into Balrog version 2. So when I was looking back at my memories in my photo album on my phone to try and find when I upgraded my CPU, I was shocked to hear that it was only back in January of 2020. That means that I had the i3-6100 from 17, 18, 19, and the start of 20. That's how long I had it. So I had it for about 3 or 4 years, and that CPU, I cannot believe it carried me for as long as it did. And, you know, it really wasn't great by 2020. It only had 2 cores, and it really was not cutting it, and it was definitely the weakest link, and it was definitely holding my PC back, even though it was good enough when I first built my PC. That being said, I upgraded to one of my favorite PC parts of all time, and that part is the Ryzen 5 3600. It is the processor that still currently resides in my PC, and it is probably my favorite PC part I've ever owned. That thing is a fucking beast. I went from 2 cores to 6 cores with one upgrade. And according to GPU Benchmark, which isn't the best website and it's kind of got a bad reputation, but, you know, it's kind of fun to look at anyway, the Ryzen 5 3600 is like 150% faster than the i3-6100 that I was using. And since it is a Ryzen 5, the 5 is the mid-range option. So I officially moved out of low-end and into mid-range for my CPU. And in addition to that, I actually ended up doubling my RAM as well, because it came to my attention, thanks to some tech videos I was watching around the time, that the Ryzen 5 was significantly more dependent on RAM than the i3. So, naturally, I bought another 8GB DDR4 2400 stick, and admittedly, RAM back then was pretty cheap. I probably should have just bought the DDR4 3200, but, you know, then I would have had to buy 2 sticks instead of one, and I was always kind of an on-the-cheap upgrader. I still kind of am, to be honest with you. And that 16GB held me over for quite a while, but it would eventually lead to one of the reasons why I needed to upgrade my PC. More than likely because of the one that had been in there since 2017, which just only left my PC this year. Think about that for a second. And another thing that basically happened in 2020, other than COVID, was I also upgraded my graphics card. So I didn't really consider my upgrade complete until I had a graphics card as well, because that's what truly brought me out of the sort of low-tier gaming PC market and into the mid-tier PC gaming market, where I would kind of stay up until today. And basically, I got an RTX 2060 to replace my 1050 Ti, and that sort of completed the second version of my computer. And I actually took it upon myself at this point to rename my PC, because I was sort of infatuated with the idea that I should get a new case as well, and I did. And when I had all of these parts in my new PC case, I was like, well, this is basically a different PC, just with a couple carryover parts now at this point. Because if you're unaware, PC cases are basically the shell that holds everything together, and I went from this old tiny mini ATX Corsair gaming case that just was the ugliest thing ever, no offense to anybody who has this case, and it just screamed gamer, and I wanted something more refined, more like solid, less flashy, and more beautiful, if that makes any sense. And I landed upon the Corsair 4000D Airflow, which my friend, coincidentally, without my influence, ended up picking for his PC recently in the same color, which I thought was really funny. But basically, it's just a bigger case. It's actually the biggest case I've ever built in, but it's still only a mid-tower, I believe. It's like a really big mid-tower, but it's not quite a full tower, because I think the full tower is the 7000D. So, yeah, but it's a big PC either way. And obviously, since I bought a new CPU from a new hardware vendor, I also had to get a new motherboard, and I think I even threw in a new hard drive and a new SSD to go along with that as well. So this really was borderline a new PC, and only carried the memory of my old PC, truly. And that's why I decided to change the name of my gaming PC from Balrog to Mementos. And Mementos was basically not only a call to the fact that it was a new PC with some old nostalgic parts inside of it from my old PC, it was also a reference to Persona 5, which I was still balls deep into playing at the time, and I hadn't dropped it yet like I have now. And I still really love Persona 5, and technically speaking, I've beaten the base game, I just haven't beaten the DLC included in the Royal version of the game. But my PC is still called Mementos, and I love the name, and I love the new case, and I don't see myself swapping it out anytime soon. But I didn't mention this until this point either, but I actually ran VR off of my i3 1050 Ti build, and it worked. And that was my introduction into VR. I had an Acer Windows mixed reality headset that looked like a Power Rangers visor, but it got the job done, and it was beautiful. It was seriously, like, compared to my Quest 2 today, it was a piece of shit. It had controllers where basically if they lost line of sight with your face, they would just stop tracking, and the resolution was very low, and the brightness wasn't very bright, and it let a lot of light leak in. But it got the job done, and it ran on my i3 1050 Ti PC, which was really, really cool. But I remember Boneworks came out, and I happened to play Boneworks in, like, January, February, and that ended up getting played on my upgraded PC. And then Half-Life Alyx came out in March, and I think around April was when I got my GPU, and so I got to experience Half-Life Alyx with an upgrade as well, so that was pretty nice. But I also ended up getting, around my birthday, a Oculus Rift S, which is probably my favorite VR headset that I've ever owned. It was, like, far more comfortable than my Quest is, and I kind of like the controllers better in some way. The only thing my Quest 2 has on the Oculus Rift S is that it's wireless. And wireless is a really big deal, and I don't think I could ever go back to my Rift S. But man, do I miss that head strap so much. It was so much more comfortable and no third-party head strap that I've tried for the Quest has come even close. But I just wanted to throw a little tangent about my VR headsets in there as well. So at this point, I had ran two different VR headsets on my gaming PCs. So just to recap, at this point in the timeline, we're in mid-2020, and I have my quote-unquote new PC with just a hard drive, one stick of RAM, and a power supply from my old PC still remaining, which are actually still in my rig today. And the specs were as follows: a Ryzen 5 3600, an MSI RTX 2060, 16 gigabytes of DDR4 2400 RAM, and I think I finally even got an M.2 SSD. I remember I had just a hard drive for the longest time, but I think sometime in like 2019, maybe even 2018, I bought an SSD to put in a laptop, and I ended up breaking the laptop before I put the SSD in there. I think I might have stripped the screws and I tried to pry it open and I snapped the laptop somewhere important on accident when I was doing it. I don't want to talk about it. But I put the SanDisk SSD, the SATA SSD, in my computer, and it was 100 times faster than my boot drive. And it was so funny because I was not even concerned about replacing my old-ass spinning hard drive boot drive, but I only did it because I had an SSD lying around in a broken laptop, so. But I did eventually in 2020 upgrade to an M.2 as well, and I think I've got like a 500 gigabyte Western Digital Blue M.2 SSD for my main boot drive still to this day as well. And other than that, I think that kind of covers the 2020 upgrades. So briefly here, I want to mention the problems that I had early on with my RTX 2060, because that card was both a blessing and a curse, because it pulled me out of the low-end PC market and brought me into the mid-range PC market, but that card was a piece of shit. I definitely got a bad batch, and I do not fully blame MSI, especially since they were fully willing to let me return it, but I didn't want to be without my PC for the 2 weeks plus that they said it would take, so I foolishly never sent it back. But that card was a big piece of shit, and it was a huge problem for me. Starting with the sound. This card sounded like on day one, under a heavy load, already that it was going to die. And I've narrowed it down at this point to either my power supply being old enough that it was not really giving my 2060 enough power, or it could have just been my 2060 being bad based off of some stuff that happened down the line. But basically, whenever it was under a load, like a fairly heavy load, I could hear a slight sound coming off of the graphics card. And I definitely pinpointed that that's where it was coming from. And never mind ray tracing. When I would turn ray tracing on, like when I tried out Minecraft RTX, the card went from to and it was scary. And I should have sent the card in right then and there. I would have saved myself so much hassle and so much money. And it's a lesson to everyone. Don't settle for less when it comes to stuff that you spend a lot of money on. PC manufacturers provide warranties for graphics cards for a reason. Just do it. Just send it in. I know you're going to be without it for a while. Just send it in. Don't make the same mistake I did. But the sound was kind of an issue that I could deal with at the very least, and it was fine. So it was loud, but I dealt with it for 2020 and 2021 until December. And during the year of 2021, I would try and play Minecraft occasionally, and the game would occasionally crash. And basically, I would have issues where not only would Minecraft crash fairly often, which I kind of narrowed down to either my RAM or my graphics card, I can't really decide. I would also have blue screens where it would say error device removed or something like that, and I narrowed that down to some sort of issue with my graphics card drivers. So that was really unfortunate as well. I'm not really sure what happened with that, actually. And basically, I don't know what happened, I don't know if, like, the graphics card fixed itself, if there was a driver that released, or if there was a Windows update that released, but suddenly everything was fixed, and from that point in 2021 until I sold the card just now, I did not have any blue screens. So it did actually serve me quite well, despite the audio problems. And after the blue screen problems went away, it was mostly fine until late 2021. In December of 2021, me and my friends got into a Minecraft phase. And it was brought on by the fact that the Caves and Cliffs Part 2 update had just dropped, and there was a bunch of new terrain for us to explore, and new caves to explore that were much bigger than the old ones. And the hype got to us, and I set up a server, and we played for about a month and a half. And basically every day that we played, I was fine, but things kept getting worse and worse, and I would crash more and more and more often. And by the time the month was over, I could not play the game without crashing out at all, basically. It started with working fine with shaders and everything and not crashing whatsoever. And then it slowly degenerated into, oh, it crashes when I use shaders, I'll take off the shaders, and then it works fine. And then it degenerated into, oh, it doesn't work at all. And I got so sick and tired of dealing with the crashes that I actually ended up just not logging into my own server. And my friends continued to play for like another half a month after I stopped playing because I couldn't be bothered with the crashing. And again, I'm not sure if this was GPU related or if this was RAM related, keeping in mind that I had a 5-year-old RAM stick in the computer at this point, so I wouldn't be surprised if it was the RAM's fault, but it was annoying nonetheless. And that was on top of all the GPU problems that I had early in the year, which I partially think might have been related to Cyberpunk. I don't want to blame Cyberpunk, but the first half of 2021 was horrible, and that was around the time when I was trying to play Cyberpunk on my PC. And it went from playable when the game launched to crashing constantly by the time I dropped the game after about 80 hours of playing. So who knows for sure, but something happened in 2021 and my graphics card and my RAM were shit. They died. And basically 2022 was the year that I barely played my PC. The most playtime I had in my PC was Lego Star Wars randomly in the middle of the year, and everything else kind of sat in the sidelines. I barely touched my PC the entire year, and most of my playtime in 2022 for my PC was on Steam Deck, and I was trying out like indie games and shit. I tried something like 100 different games on my Steam Deck. I barely played anything on my PC. I think I got around to playing Tunic on my PC and Lego Star Wars on my PC and some indie games, but that was about it. I was not playing anything AAA on the PC. It was all just old games or indie games, and it sucked because basically my graphics card was only so reliable to the extent that I had to play a game that was easily achievable, and if it was something that became too intensive, the game would crash and I would be unable to play. Just some examples of games that did not work on my 2060 for some reason. Fortnite, the Dark and Darker playtest that just wrapped up in November. There was High on Life, which I got for Christmas about a month ago now. Before that, Minecraft was a problem, obviously. There was games like Just Cause 3, which I used to play a lot, and that game stopped working on my PC. Forza Horizon 5 was fine for about 30 hours, and then it started just shitting, and my PC could not run it whatsoever. But to be fair, that was October of 2021, so that was kind of the start of the end for my graphics card. But basically, you get the point. There was basically a list of games that I was building in my head that I just had to remember if my friends asked me to play, I couldn't play because my PC just would not run them whatsoever. And on the top of that list was one of my favorite games, if not my most favorite game of all time, Minecraft. So I went into 2022 with a goal to upgrade my PC. And the straw that broke the camel's back that made that my goal happened actually on December 24th, the day before Christmas. I woke up, I ran downstairs, and I said, I got a game today before the family shows up. I got a game today and get it out of my system so I can actually do some socializing on the 25th. And I turned on my monitor because I don't shut off my PC like most people. I feel like most people these days just leave their PC on all the time. So I turned on my monitors and my mouse cursor was in the middle of the screen and I started to move it and nothing happened. And I looked down at the clock and it was wrong. It said like 9 or 10 p.m. or something like that. And my PC was completely locked up and frozen. And I was like, okay, whatever. And I smacked the reset button and my PC did not even reset. It stayed on the same screen. So I had to do the power button, pull the plug trick where you hold the power button down until the screen goes black and then press it again to do a hard shut off. And when I pressed the power button, nothing happened. No video output or anything. Basically, my PC was dead. And I was like, what the fuck? And I was so stressed out, and it was the day before Christmas. And my fiance happened to come down and see what I was like, kind of in hysterics about. And this is embarrassing to admit, but I was getting emotional. Like, my PC was dead right before Christmas, and I was expecting to, you know, get some stocking stuffer Steam gift cards and play High on Life and play all these different games, and my PC decided to cook itself literally like the day before Christmas. And I was so bummed out and I was starting to get teared up. And so immediately I jump into troubleshooting. And the first thing I try is pulling a RAM stick out and dropping it back down to 8 gigabytes. And sure enough, that worked. But the weird thing was, I took out one RAM stick and I moved the RAM stick that was left from slot A to slot B, and it worked in both slots, right? So the slots were not broken. I took that RAM stick out and put the other RAM stick in its place, still having 8 gigabytes, but just from a different stick, to see if that RAM stick died. Still worked in both slots. I put the other RAM stick back in, and it worked. 16 gigabytes. It was fine. I was so confused. I do not know what happened. My best guess is my PC got stuck in some sort of like frozen state, some sort of errored state, and my RAM held on to that and would not let go until I unplugged both of them and it cleared the memory or something. I don't really know. But shout out to the person on Google when I searched PC not outputting at all, like no boot screen or anything, and it said that's usually a RAM issue, pull out your RAM, and I did that and that worked first try. So you guys on the internet rock. But what that did was basically make me think, fuck, after Christmas I need to get new RAM. My RAM's got to be fucked. I do not trust this RAM as far as I can throw it, which is pretty far to be fair, but not as far as it should be, and I need to get new RAM. So I had that on my list, right? And then Christmas Day rolls around, and I get a Steam gift card, and I throw it onto Steam, and I buy High on Life. And the game crashes, and it's one of those games that my PC just flat out cannot run. So what I end up doing is buying a graphics card. Like, oh, about 3 days after Christmas, I had a graphics card ordered. And I got it this week. And that leads us to now. So did it fix my problems? At first, I was kind of like, this doesn't seem to be fixing it. But now it definitely has. So here's what I ended up upgrading to. I took out both of those sticks of RAM. I didn't fuck with either of them anymore. And instead, I got 2 new sticks of 16 gigabytes of DDR4 3200 megahertz RAM. So we upgraded our speeds some. I probably could have got DDR5, but I don't know if my motherboard supports it, to be honest. So I just got the fastest DDR4 for the best price. And that got the job done. I could have gone for 32. Maybe I'll upgrade someday. It'll only cost me $40 if I want to upgrade. So it's not something that I'm super pressed about. But that was good enough for now. And then for the graphics card, I got the best deal 3060 Ti that I could find on Amazon. And I was a little skeptical about going with MSI again, so I ended up going with this brand called Zotac. And they're sort of a B-tier third-party developer for graphics cards, and they don't have the best reputation. But so far, in the first week, it's been good, and I have a 3-year warranty, so that's longer than my previous graphics card lived, so I'll take it, you know? But it's a 3060 Ti, so it's got some performance boost over my 2060, but the main thing for me is it runs every game that was on that list that I could not play before without crashing, which is wonderful. So now we are at a point where I have a 3060 Ti, and I have my Ryzen 5 3600 still, which has served me so well, and I have 16 gigabytes of 3600 megahertz DDR4 RAM. And my PC is pretty beefy at this point, you know? It's probably worth about a grand-ish, maybe a grand and a half if you take into account the new graphics card. But it's really great. It's fairly modest. It's definitely mid-range, but I have always been kind of a humble beginnings kind of guy, you know, and I'm always trying to get the best bang for my buck. My PC's never been about looks, and it's always just been about most performance I can get for the lowest price. And I think at this point I'm very satisfied with where it ended up. I've been playing through High on Life and it runs. I have some qualms with not being able to hit 120 FPS in games yet, but I think that's mostly because of the fact that my graphics card and my CPU are just not good enough together to get me there. But I can do 1080p 60 FPS Ultra on pretty much any game I throw at it. I tried Cyberpunk, I tried Witcher, I tried GTA, I tried Red Dead, I tried High on Life. I even messed around with like BeamNG Drive and I can run that way better now. You know, it's good shit. I am very satisfied with the performance of my PC at 60 FPS. I do kind of hope that I can find some ways to kind of tweak the settings a bit and get 120 FPS in more games, because that's my monitor's refresh rate. I didn't even get into monitors during this whole thing. I could have, but I decided to save that. But I still am very satisfied with where it's at, and I need to find a way to do a switch to 60 hertz whenever I launch certain games, because some games I'm just not going to be able to run at 120, and I'm going to have to accept that. But for now, 60 is probably good enough, and until I just go crazy in like a couple years and drop like, you know, $2,000 on a higher end gaming PC, which it's probably going to be longer than 2 years. If my fiance is listening to this, don't worry, it's going to be longer than 2 years. That's when I'll finally get high refresh rate gaming, but for now I have rock solid 1080p ultra gaming, and I'm very satisfied with it, and it runs everything I want it to, and it's really, really great. And the last thing I want to mention, I know this is kind of a long bonus points, is I decided to bite the bullet and do something for the aesthetics. I have had in my PC the same light-up Corsair Red fans that I've had since the very beginning. My original Corsair case came with two cheap Corsair Red fans. They only do red, and you can see the LED when the fans are running. They looked ugly as all hell. And my new case is so big that three fans fit in the front, and I had two fans, one on the top, one in the middle, and none on the bottom. And then I obviously had one on the back for exhaust. I decided, since I had some extra money left over from Christmas, because I went for the cheaper graphics card and I went for the cheaper RAM, I was going to get something for looks for the first time ever. My case could arguably be considered for looks, but it was kind of just the best option for the cheapest that looked good. and I love it, but, you know, I could have gone way flashier, way more expensive. I bought 3 RGB fans, and I'm not talking like your run-of-the-mill cheap-ass RGB fans from some random company. I bought 3 Corsair SP120 RGB Elites. Those are the kind of fans where the fan blades diffuse the lights and the whole fan lights up and it does patterns and it does all this shit. I said, fuck it. I said, I've earned it. I said, this PC has been function over looks as long as it's existed in all of its various forms. I'm going to do something for the looks for once. And I bought 3 RGB fans and they are wonderful. The RGB cycling looks so good. Guess what I do to this fucking computer, though? I don't use the RGB. I set them to red, and I leave it at that. But they're so much brighter, and they look so much better than my old fans. I do not care, and I think they look great. So, folks, I've been rambling long enough. This is a longer bonus points at this point. But I wanted to just kind of rant about PC upgrades and that kind of thing. Kind of talk about my history of my PCs. I've always been a PC guy, and I've always been on the cusp of low end. I've ran old ass laptops that were meant for the trash can. I've ran low end gaming PCs, and only now am I truly hitting the mid range. And it's weird because I almost feel nostalgic for computers that are old and computers that don't work as fast as they're supposed to. And as such, I actually have a second PC now. I don't really talk about it that much, but it exists. And it lives under my desk, and it runs my Plex server, which basically is just a movie server for putting a bunch of movie files on, and then you can play them on your smart TVs. And I love how slow it is. It's actually an Intel Celeron processor, and it's awful. But I love it so much because it's so low-end, and all it can really run is Plex and nothing else. And I even have a Linux distribution that's designed for lightweight machines. That's my little tether back to low end. That's my little tether back to my roots, and I enjoy it. But I gotta say, it's really nice just being able to sit down at my PC and boot anything up that I want to play. It's a weird feeling, and it's gonna sound really like cliche, but it's been like 3 years since I've been able to do that, and it set me right back to 2017 when I built my first gaming PC. And I had the same feeling. And it's been really, really great. And that's why I wanted to share it with you guys. So, either way, folks, thanks for listening to this episode of Bonus Points. Shout out to Keenan. We'll be building your killer gaming rig, your sick gaming rig that's absolutely going to destroy mine soon, I promise. And I can't wait to see how it performs. And I can't wait to be jealous of how much better it is than mine. But I love building PCs, so I'm not going to care anyway. So, man, it's so fun. I love PC gaming. It's just so rewarding. Building a PC and just getting to play the games you want on it is so rewarding. And I hope I can force my friend Keenan to build his PC with my guidance rather than me just doing everything so he can get this feeling as well, because it's such a great feeling. But yeah, that's about it, folks. Enough bullshitting. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.